This is topic 6, where we discuss a tool that rates an athlete's preparedness to train. The specific tool is the Daily Analysis of Life Demands of an Athlete, or the DALDA, and that tool is in two parts. Part A will be discussed in this topic 6, and Part B will be discussed in topic 7. The first factors to be measured when looking at training responses should be psychological, for they occur first in the breakdown of an athlete's capacity to adapt to stress. It has been shown that self-report measures of psychological reactions and changes are satisfactory for tools that assess these things. The Daily Analysis of Life Demands for Athletes is a self-report, sport-specific tool that has been used at events such as Olympic Games by several nations to refine the quality of coaching decisions about the stress reactions of individual athletes. It has the advantage of exactly describing the stress sources and characteristics of each person. Thus, it allows the differentiation of the individuality of the stress responses, as well as providing indices of what features are normal, worse than normal, and better than normal in an athlete's life and stress symptoms. The response of an athlete to the matrix of life stresses depends upon the appraisal or coping capacity of the individual to each source of stress. The reactivity of an athlete to life stresses, including the activities associated with the sport, depends upon the number of stresses that exist at any particular time. If one accepts the assertion that one's tolerance for stress is finite, then the accumulated stresses could exceed an athlete's capacity. It would be of advantage to both the coach and athlete to measure the sources of excessive stress that occur at any one particular time. Such knowledge would allow the training and handling of athletes to be appropriately modified. The first part of the DALDA describes the general stress sources that occur in the everyday living of an athlete: diet, home life, schoolwork, friends, training, climate, sleep, recreation, and health. They are listed on the web page in front of you. The individual is asked to indicate the pertinent sources that are stressful to him or her at the time of answering the test. The information that is generated indicates those areas of the athlete's normal daily activities that are perceived as being stressful. The importance of this information is that it locates any general stresses that may be detracting from an athlete's exercise stress adaptation potential. When extraneous stress sources are indicated, steps can be taken to alleviate them. Athletic performances can deteriorate when stresses other than exercise are incurred. Thus, this section of the DALDA can be used to locate possible causes of poor performance at both training and in competitions. An athlete can also be stressed by a number of factors but still not have succumbed to them. A coach can take appropriate steps to reduce the possibility of failing adaptation by taking corrective steps to remove unnecessary sources of stress in an athlete's life. Exhibit 1 on Topic 6 Control page is a completed DALDA answer sheet. It is divided into two parts. For this particular topic, we're interested in Part A. For each item listed in Part A, the definitions are immediately above it on this web page. There are 9 such sources of outside stress that are valid and reliably assessed using the definitions which are presented. An athlete is to look at these definitions, each item, and then determine at the instant of answering this page whether the event in one's life is worse than normal, normal, or better than normal. the responses are made on part A. In this instance, the athlete indicated three sources of life stress that are worse than normal, five which are normal, and one that is actually better than normal. Frequent completion of the delta across a season and in an athlete's career can indicate to coaches individual tolerance of athletes for life stresses. There is probably, in most athletes, a number of stresses which can be tolerated without affecting a training response. When those number of stresses are exceeded, then the training and competitive responses will be diminished. Stresses from outside of sport reduce the capacity of an athlete to train or compete. They compete for the same resources that are required for a training response. If those maximized and finite resources are reduced because of outside influences, then the training and competitive response will be compromised. Knowing an athlete's stress state will allow a coach to adjust training demands accordingly. The responses that are completed before a training session indicate to a coach how disposed is an athlete to complete a prescribed training program. The details of Part A relate to the Borg scale. For the more of the factors which are evaluated to be worse than normal, for a particular level of performance, the Borg scale will have a higher score. As the number of stresses which are evaluated to be worse than normal increases, the stress of training is increased. The more factors that are worse than normal that are present, the lower should be the training load. This part of the tool also provides a list of topics that can be used in coach-athlete discourses. The items indicated are important to the athlete and therefore are worth recognizing. This tool needs to be made available for completion just before a practice session begins if a coach is to refine on a daily basis an individual's expectations for training. The coach surveys the responses during the warm-up phase of the session and makes those particular adaptations. This completes part 1 of topic 6.